Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Call your neighbors and tell a friend that Old Landmark Holiness Church is on the air. Welcome to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. You may also reach us via email at olhcministry@outlook.com or on the web at www.olhcministry.com. You owe it to yourself to join us for one of our services. Our service nights are Tuesday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and 11 a.m. worship. During the broadcast, if you need prayer, please call 214-384-6178. And now, let us open up our ears and hearts to the Word of God from our pastor, Charles E. Hill II.
Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
David is asking a question. He's saying, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Read.
Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
Here's another question David is asking. He's saying, who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And it's, amen. Notice David is saying, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Yes, Lord, and who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And David is asking this question because there must be a people that abide with God Almighty. There must be a people that dwell with God Almighty. There must be a church of people that God have called out of the world. You believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
He's asking, Lord, who shall abide? That word abide means to never leave. And there's many folk that yet in the house of God, they come to church, but they ain't abiding. Can you say amen today? Read.
He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor.
Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? You see that? He that walketh uprightly. You see that many folk that's coming to the house of God. That many folk, that bodies that are show up in the house of God. But brother here, I want you to know today that everybody ain't abiding in the tabernacle. And everybody that come is not dwelling in thy holy hill. You see, God's got a holy standard. God's word is holy. The reason why God's word is holy, because God's word came out of his mouth. And God said, be ye holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You see, God's word that came out. See, God is holy. And the word that come out of his mouth is holy. You see, but we can't be holy and holy words ain't coming out of our mouth. Said he that walketh uprightly. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how much and how good you dance. I don't care how good you speak in tongue. I don't care how good you pray. I don't care how you lay hands and raise the dead. I'm telling you, if you ain't walking upright, you the child of the devil. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? The grace of God Jesus Christ is not to be walked over, is not to be treaded over. The grace of our Lord today is not for us to run over and keep doing what we want to do. He that walketh upright, not paying your tithes. See, we'll spend a whole lot of time telling you to pay your tithe, telling you to bring your offering, telling you to show up at the hotel. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Every child of God is doing nothing but good. I said every child of God ain't doing nothing but walking upright. Hallelujah. You see, because when you're dwelling in the holy hill, when you're dwelling, amen, in the abiding in the tabernacle. Yes, Lord, when you're in the grace of God's word, when God have been good to you, when you've been filled up with the Holy Ghost, I found out a long time ago, you've made it much, you got to go out your own self and walk away from the Lord. Many people talk about the Lord left us. You know why the Lord left us? Because we left the Lord. We left this holy hill. We left the tabernacle. We left from the body in dwelling in the house of the Lord. And they've been serving the Lord and keeping his commandments. Can you say, man? Who shall abide? Woo! That tell you who's who. Whole lot of folks sang it this morning. They sang it real good today. Somebody gonna feel good from the song. If we could only live what we sing. If we could only live what we preach. If we could only live what we praying about. If we could only live by the word of God and stop sugarcoating God's word. And stop lying to the people. And stop running after money. Stop running after membership. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? I found out this is who separate who.
Amen, amen.
We can sing good. Well, Lord, we can sing.
Amen.
Many of us can sing real good. Many of us can preach a good message. Many of us can pray real good. Many of us got good offerings we want to give God. But when I see verse 2, it'll let you know who is really who. He said, he that walketh uprightly and working righteousness. You ain't working righteousness when you got filth in your mind, when you're texting the wrong individual, when you're taking messages from somebody else, laying up with somebody else's husband, laying up with somebody else's wife, flirting around, sleeping in God's house, sleeping around with one another. God's house to become a house of orgy. It's a shame what we done to his name. It's a shame what we've done over here. We have polluted. We have defiled the good name of God. He that walketh uprightly, I found out. They can sing real good. The devil can preach. Sound anointed. He'll fool you. Because he sound that anointed. Don't follow him home.
Amen.
Sing real good. Sing tears out of your eyes. Sing you under conviction. But don't follow them home. Don't let them see. Don't, Lord forbid, that you ever get a hold of their phone. The things you see that's in our own cell phones.
Amen. Amen.
Lord forbid you ever get a hold of that phone. God forbid you ever follow him to the job. God forbid you ever see him out somewhere outside of the church house. You see, we all can come to church and look holy. We can all come to church and, amen, look anointed and sound anointed. But he said, he that walketh upright is one thing I found out. That devil can sing. That devil can speak in tongues. That devil can preach. That devil can lay hands. That devil might even work a miracle. But that devil can't do. He can't walk upright. He can't do what God said. It ain't in him to do what God said. It ain't in him to walk upright. That devil can do a whole lot of things, but he can't walk. He can't walk upright. Shout yes. He can't walk upright. That devil, he talk real good. Get them out to they cell. You get to really see what they like. See them at home. Walking around in their pantsuits. Whoa, glory. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Lord, who shall dwell in the holy hill? I want you to know God's got people. God's people is holy. God's people is sanctified. God's people is walking upright and working righteousness and speaking truth in his heart. Ain't no lies coming out. Ain't no lies in the holy hill. Ain't no adultery in the holy hill. Yes, Lord, we done made the house of God a swapping and shopping affair. Folk is coming to the house of God, and they coming to the holy hill. They act like we like cars now. You don't like this wife or husband, just take it back to the lot and trade it in. But I want you to know that these things are not among the house of God. I don't care what nobody say. God's house is not a car lot for you to switch cars out. Amen. You don't like that tire, change that tire. Go get you a younger one. Go get you a, amen. This is what's wrong in the house.
Thank you for listening to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Tune in again next Monday at 10:15 a.m. You can join us for one of our services Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning prayer at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. For prayer, you may call 214-384-6178. Our pastor is Pastor Charles E. Hill II. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you.